This is the Texas Standard.
Financial incentives for film and TV production, as well as video game creators, could be on the ropes if the Texas House gets its way with the state budget. As KUT Austin's Jimmy Moss tells us, one lawmaker's amendment slashed the pot of money by nearly two-thirds.
The House bill came out of committee with $22.8 million earmarked to attract entertainment and advertising projects to the state over the next 2 years. During floor debate Wednesday, Republican Representative Jeff Leach of Plano proposed an amendment that would take $18 million from the program and use it to fund women's health care programs, including expanding post-birth care for mothers from 60 days to 1 year. Democrats were left in the uncomfortable position of fighting for the funding of one program at the expense of another they'd like to support. Democratic Rep. Garnet Coleman of Houston.
It's noble to want to put the money into postpartum depression and the things that we've been working on for a very long time. I think that the way you laid out your amendment, you don't believe funding the movie industry is good for the use of state dollars.
Even though the amendment passed, there is still a chance for more Texas Moving Image incentive program funding. Discrepancies and contentious issues between the House and Senate budgets are worked out in a reconciliation process, and eventually the governor will have his say. The state approved more than $30 million for the incentive program in 2017.
In Austin, I'm Jimmy Moss for the Texas Standard.